just got through not a few minutes ago making this beautiful, wonderful, wordy word speech of how you don't have any rules and you don't embrace rules and there aren't any rules. And for you, you don't know about everybody else, but for you, it's a ruleless experience. And you're all tickled about it, and then you activate that, and you go, okay, that's better. And then you finally land on the very one thing that you might have a bit of distraction regarding, and that's just for a moment. And you're like, well, here, damn, there it is again. I said I got rid of this. Well, your non-physical doesn't know the rid of. It got this. And so this activates this. And this is then what becomes the thing you get to sort out at the new higher degree or level.
That's good. That's what I was trying to tell Bob was, I'm not angry. I'm not mad.
You're just processing.
What I'm saying is, I just ran smack dab into a rule and regulation in my mind, and it's surprising to me. And all I'm doing is engaging it. And I'm saying, hey, Calithia, help me engage this deal here.
It's just like Mr. Humphrey on Are You Being Served?
What's that? Is that a TV show?
Yeah. Does nobody know Mrs. Slocum and Mr. Humphrey's on Are You Being Served?
I don't know nothing about it. Hey, Calithia, who would love Ion would be Martin Scorsese, because I understand that he's a great fan of all the old ancient movies and he's an expert on all the old directors. He could talk about all these movies with Ion. Ion would give new aspects to it.
Yeah, add new dimensions, that's right. Make you think about things. Oh, Ion, what about Charm? I don't think nobody watches Charm but me, probably.
Oh, honey, yeah. He plays that same fella. Them witches. Oh, honey, that gets started. And Grandma that runs around and they set up the book. Because, you know, the Mama transition and Grandmama comes back to visit them. But Mama sort of checked out. This is for... what's her name? Phoebe. And then, and then you got all of them coming, and then they all sleeping with that white lighter. Sleeping with the white lighter. And then that damn cat comes in, and they're always making these potions trying to quench. What do? They throw the powder on them, and they vanquish them, the demons. They vanquish them demons. And then they got down to, they opened up a special school for these witches, and you go through this little doorway to this secret place, and it was blocked from the dark lighters, you know, the demons.
Right.
So they couldn't get in there, and then they planted one, and then they had this secret council. And then when Phoebe was at the newspaper and was showing her eyes, and they lost one of the sisters, and they was all pissed. Then they came back in the place where they had to find the crystals and make this little thing upstairs in that attic. Oh, honey, everything happens in that San Francisco attic, which is this big quaking thing, and that's what caused the San Andreas fault, you know. But now, before they had the babies. That's Drew. Before Drew opened the bar. Remember when Drew opened the bar? That was long before that, you see. So then.
Khalifa, you don't even remember all this stuff, do you?
Then the police detective, that they keep scrying and zapping him, so he finally just gives up and says, damn, I just help y'all. We'll cover this up, steal this evidence. We won't put that in the newspaper. And we'll make a love potion. And then the husband, remember the husband that keeps coming in and going out? He was a demon, and he gets changed, and then he comes back, and she can't trust him, but she loves it rough. So she goes back, and then he's all good, and then the black comes in, and then there's probably a smoke monster or two in there. But then when he comes back, he's changed. And then he's the ruler of the dark people. He's the ruler, the demon ruler. And he gets real powerful because the power of three in the witchy world, that power of three, it overcomes everything because they mama died so they could have the power of three. And then they had the book and all of them potions and things that they always cooking up and these buffets that show up. And then they come in and they have they always trying to find them out, and the people's trying to get the evidence, and they taking pictures and trying to prove and expose them. And, oh, yeah, it's great fun. And then when the cousins kind of come along in there, this is after they have the babies, and they really start going on the inside, outside of this council that supposedly, I guess they'd be the alien demons, the demon directors. They really can't do nothing, but they give prescriptions of what the demons are allowed to do and not allowed to do. And, boy, you piss off Phoebe, and she'll vanquish you in just a minute. She ain't got no patience with that demon. Don't cross. Don't get that sister started. She'll pop into you pretty fast. And they have all these. They always got.
Pull out a can of whoop ass.
You got that right. That's exactly right.
Hey, Califia, I'm very impressed with Dion. I mean, I know nothing about this TV show. It sounds like they got pretty crazy, interesting TV shows going. But
I watch it all the time.
and he's from your awareness of the show. That's pretty accurate what he's referring to.
It's 100% accurate. Yes.
This is more impressive than anything he knows about the Bible or anything. This is very impressive. I am impressed once again at my own Frankenstein that I've created.
Well, and then when you get into the white lighters, when the white lighters, that's a whole other thing. They got to go up to the heaven, to this realm, not angels, but the white lighters, and then come to find out, damn, that the white lighters got more rules than the damn witches do.
That's right.
More stuff they can't do than the witches can do, and they're supposed to be the ones that help for these guardians. We can't get involved. Well, what the hell good are you for? If you can't get involved, why am I talking to you? Leo, why can't you do nothing? You father my babies, but you can't tend to the council. You can't go to the council and get this straightened out. And then they fool around, and guess what happens? They make Leo, he becomes the head white liar.
That's right.
The head white lighter. And then it's really big, because then all of a sudden it's a whole nother thing. Because now you got the head of the demon sleeping with one of them, and then you got the other one with two kids, he's the head of the white lighters. And boy, then the glory really starts to roll, because then grandma gets in, and that sister, she don't like men. She says that all of them girls, they have a curse. They can't have no man long. It's a curse. It's only women, and they only have girls. And what does she end up having? Two boys. And he's a hellion too, because he goes to zapping things all the time. And he don't even have to go to the book, the magic spell book. And he don't have to scry. He don't have to scry nothing. You know how they're trying to find something and Phoebe trying to. Being that little pendulum, it just won't work. I want my man. Where's me a man? This ain't going to work. I should have told him. I told him, and now he hates me. Now. And it's all kind of fun. And how they come up with their grandmama's house in the first place is a mystery. The one up on the hill there in San Francisco. They blowed that thing up. They turned it upside down. It's burnt. It's blowed up and down. They put magic powers and potions all around it, and then the demon's always trying to get in there, and it's just topsy-turvy turnover.
Hey, Califia, it sounds like a series written by Baby Boomer Lesbian Collective that took acid or something. It has all those echoes of that white light stuff in the 60s.
And then they find out that the girl's daddy was really a white lighter, and that was against the rules. Remember Grandpa that was looking after grandkids? He was okay, but she fooled around with a white lighter, and that's where the baby come from. Yeah, that's a little detail.
You're watching this stuff, Clevia. No wonder you're fucked up. Oh, hell. No wonder you don't find anything strange about Ion.
I think it prepared me for Ion.
the better question is how in the hell did they keep their grandmama's antiques in that house when every day they turn around zapping something? They float up every chair, busted every piece of crystal. They float up everything. If that table gets blown up one more time, there's going to be two splinters of that to rub together. And that part of the clock, you know, in the foyer, when they got the stained glass and they open up the door and they got the little table, everybody goes through that table. And then as you come in and then look to your left, the way the staircase goes up, the way it kind of turns, there's been more demons vanquished on them stairs. You can't believe it. The splinters is the flies. And they come a-running saying, damn, there you go again, BB. And I told you. Leo, get down here and put the white light on this before he expires. Yeah. And the white lighters can bring you back. You see, they zap you if there's not too much disconnection. No, you mean that one? There's a couple of others. That's the one.
Bob, he done went through 8 series in a couple of hours. Well, not even an hour, 10 minutes.
You mean 8 years? Eight seasons.
Wow. Yeah.
I think this is Ed. You got to put this rant up there and say, oh, there's several other TV shows he did 5 hours before. If this doesn't impress Oprah and her Katie and Kathy and all these people over there, I mean, this is he could entertain everybody. He could be a member of every fan club or every show.
Yeah.
Because I knew none of y'all watched Star, but...
I never heard of it. What station is it on?
It's on TNC. It used to be on, what was it, NBC? They ran it for 8 seasons on NBC.
How do you spell the title?
C-H-A-R-M-E-D.
I didn't get that. Do it again.
C-H-A-R-M-E-D. Charm.
Oh, okay. Charm.
Charmed.
Okay, gotcha. That's amazing. We got to do more of this. You see, the TV landscape is what people live in. They don't care about Bern, Switzerland, or what's going on with the Hadron Collider, or what's happening in banking, and how the Zimmermans took over the Federal Reserve 100 years ago or something. They're interested in this.
And they want to know why Leo got all involved as a white lighter and then changed to become the head of it to work out the details with the council. And don't forget the black sister that always comes in that's over the white lighters that keeps the balance.
Yes.
When he gets all put in the basket, he gets shunned away and can't have relationships with the witches. When he can't have that, and he can't have that business, then all of a sudden, once it gets straightened out or rectified, then she gets to wave the little thing and he gets to come back.
This is going to be incredible. Next Wednesday, Lost will have been finished. We got to have people calling in and say, okay, Ion, do this TV show. We'll have Ion do this kind of stuff on Lost next Wednesday. That's going to be incredible.
Flipper.
Just went through the whole 8 seasons.
Bringing the skeptic. This guy, JW, he can download anything immediately on his internet and ask any question, and he's watched every TV show that ever existed in the last 50 years and can remember the plot. I mean, this last 10 minutes is proof enough for all the skeptics that something weird's going on here, something relevant in some way.
Yes, yeah. I mean, 8 seasons?
That's incredible.
What did we miss? When the mama, when they went back and showed the mama who an angel has a white lighter assigned to him, and then she got busy with the white lighter. Now, we did that, but then, when it comes back in and they redo it, and then the mama comes back and can't remember that her husband, which who raised the girls, her husband was her husband.
Right.
Remember when she came back and she was all freaky because it was before it was, and grandma Grandma jumped in there and said, now, y'all got to straighten this shit out because we all fixing to evaporate it. You don't get this undone. You change the continuum. And if you don't straighten it out, and then all of a sudden they get half a mama and a grandmama and all this kind of stuff. And then she starts bringing in the big-time witches of the whole lineage, you know, the whole crew. Because they was waiting on the special power of three.
Right.
That's why that was significant, because they didn't have that before. And that's why they became the head knocker witchy women.
Hey, looking it up on Wikipedia, it started October 7th, 98, went to May 21st, 2006, so 8 seasons.
Right.
Pretty much.
And he went through them all.
Wow.
He went through them all.
Can you imagine when he'll be able to replay the 6 seasons of Lost or the 8 seasons of 24? That's going to be fun.
You can't even get to Overton's, and you've watched every single one from Lost, so.
Yeah, I don't know this word Overton. Don't know who that is. Maybe we'll find out tonight.
Ooh,
how many seasons has that Lost been on?
This is the sixth season.
You weren't asking that.
Yeah, 24 is 8 seasons. Lost is 6 seasons. Fringe is wrapping up 2 seasons.
Now, I like that Fringe, man. That's my show right there.
Yeah.
It is. And we provide the same thing without all the mumbo jumbo.
Now, Calipia. We provide the facts that all those shows are messing with.
And that's
so,
Well, we were trying to bring in the parallel with Prue when she went kind of haywire before she got killed.
Tina, did you ever watch that show?
Huh? I'm not much of a TV person these days, so it doesn't really keep my attention so much.
Right. Us
but
either, dear.
what did I say, Calipia?
Oh, actually, I didn't even when the series was back.
No, just now. Ian just said something. What did you laugh? What did he say?
Us either.
Oh.
No, he doesn't. Yeah.
Even though he doesn't.
I don't think
Ian. Here's the point, Calipia. I could mention a TV show. Ian has not seen it. He just instantly knows everything about it.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And ain't nobody, we even posted the theme song to Courtship to Eddie's Father, and ain't nobody even said nothing about that yet, so we'll just wait.
Well, what is there to do about it?
We ain't listened to the song. It's the coolest song ever.
Yeah, it's right in. That was a great show, by the way.
Yes, it was. The theme song is just amazing when they're running on the beach and playing My Best Friend.
Hey, Ian, I know what a show that everybody would be interested in because they teach it in school. I've seen courses back in Toronto on it. The Prisoner. Let's do The Prisoner. That British series, 1970.
Yeah.
Who's number one? The guy would try to find out who's number one or if he was number one in every show. It was like 13 episodes or something, 20 episodes.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Yeah,
what about Hogan?
What?
Hogan's Heroes, okay, Schultz, and then you got they in the German prison camp in Stalag 13, and they actually run in the war from the German prison camp, and they got tunnels everywhere, and they have these 12-course meals, and Hogan's always running around trying to screw with the commandant. And Schultz is running down the great big, I see nothing, I know nothing, I know nothing. And then the great big brass comes in there and they trying to make the Colonel Plink look good or bad. Well, now the prisoner's now keeping him propped up so he stays in power so they can run their anti-war setup. They got computers before there was computers and radios and communications, and they get in them bunks and they move something back and it falls down the floor and it's a ladder, and they have all these with Gehring and all these big stars come in, and then they bring the chickses, and then sometimes they go to town and play with the Fraulein's, and sometimes they bring the Fraulein's in, and they go run these special ops trying to get around the Germans, and they always get back in there in time so they get counted for bed.
I'm just going out to get the garbage in.
Is that you, Bob, doing all that?
Yeah, the garage door.
Garage. it's a garage. It's a garage. He has vinegar and aisle on his salad.
What'd you say?
You have vinegar and aisle on your salad.
Right. I'm looking at the Maui Star. My new phone allows me to go out the street because I was disconnected.
Well, it's very loud when it goes, bang, bang, but that's okay.
When did it do that?
When you're walking,
just now.
Getting further away from your face.
Oh, it gets louder?
No, it makes a distortion.
Oh, okay. I won't say anything.
No problem, no problem. We're just making the point. Oh, Bob, you did it.
What?
You've now been going 12 straight.
Yeah, 12, is it? Yep. So that's, you got 4 more hours to break the record.
Bob, get out of my head, Bob.
Yeah, Tina, you better ease off a little bit. Take a little nap, come back. You'll have to be fresh meat toward the end. Either that, you're going to have to get the bourbon out to hold on, honey.
Chad will probably call in, or Bernadette, or somebody.
The next shift. Somebody
just chimed in.
James may call in. He should be getting up soon.
The next
Wait a minute.
I heard a ping.
Where he's at.
Ping. Ping.
You know what we... I know what to do. No, can I do it? No. I can't call another number, can I?
Well, okay, yes, you can. Do you want to call Renee?
No, I want to call Dave Worcester. Dave Worcester would be awesome to get on here.